This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When are you going to be interested? When you're in that pitch dark hole? Are you going to be interested then? When Munkar and Nakir comes to you, are you going to be interested then? Is that when you're going to be interested? Wallahi, it's too late to be interested then. You're going to say, wish that I was interested. That day, it's too late for you to be interested. So we should take heed and understand that this is what caused the Jews to receive Allah's anger. They only accepted that which appealed to them, and they rejected that which did not appeal to them. Let us not be like that. The commands of Allah is you have to obey it whether you want to or not. Not whether you like this, you don't like this. It's not like shopping here. You're not a customer to Islam. You're a slave to Allah Ta'ala. You don't go like to a supermarket. Oh, this is alright, I can accept this, I'll take it. This is too hard, I'll leave it. The Jews changed the word of the Almighty Lord. They changed the word of the Almighty Lord by adding, by deleting. They were pounding the truth in order to divert it to what they wanted. وَإِن مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا وَمِنَّ مِّنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا وَإِن مِّنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْمَسُونَ. Who knows the verse? وَإِنَّ مِّنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَكُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَيَكُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, there's a party of them that distort the word of Allah, the book of Allah, with their tongues, and they say, this is from the book of Allah, but it is not from the book of Allah. And they say it is from Allah Ta'ala, but it's not from Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. If we look at today, how have we resembled them in this fashion? How many people today have distorted the word of Allah Ta'ala by changing the attributes? For example, Allah Ta'ala has clearly mentioned in the Quran that He's got a hand. Others come and say, no, He hasn't got a hand. It means power, or it means might, or it means whatever, mercy. This is an example. Wallahi, this is changing the word of Allah Ta'ala in its essence. We as Muslims, the brothers and sisters, we must affirm to Allah Ta'ala whatever He has affirmed for Himself. Whatever He has affirmed for Himself without deleting, changing, misinterpreting, and without asking how. We say whatever Allah has put, we say we accept. And do not fall in the traps of the devil like those people have by changing, by asking how, by deleting, by playing with the word of the Almighty Lord. If He says Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa, we say Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa. We do not say Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa. Allah did not say that. He said Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa. We say Ar-Rahmanu al-Arsh istawa. How? Allahu a'lam. We leave it at that. Another one of their actions that they did was the murdering of their prophets. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they were covered with humiliation and misery, and they drew unto themselves the wrath of Allah. Why? Because they disbelieved. They disbelieved in His verses, and they killed the prophets unjustly. One of the most horrific sins, the killing and slaughtering of their prophets. They killed a lot of their prophets, Yahya, Zachariah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and many others. Not only their prophets, they even attempted to assassinate whom? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They told him one day to stay beside the building. Well, while he was waiting for them, they climbed the roof with a big boulder to crush it over the Prophet's head. So Allah Ta'ala sent Jibril with the revelation, telling him of their wicked scheme. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received their revelation, he just stood up without saying a word, left, and came back with an army. And this was the reason why Bani Nadir were exposed from Medina. Likewise, they claim after all this that they are the beloved of Allah and His children. It's mentioned in the books that three Jews came and sat with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited them to Islam. And while he's inviting to Islam, they said, and warned them about Allah's wrath, they said, what are you telling us this for? Why are you warning us about Allah's wrath? We are His beloved and His children. You don't scare us. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ قُلْ فَلِمَا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ. The Jews and the Christians said, we are the children of Allah and the loved ones of His. So then why does He punish you for your sins? You are none but human from us, His creation.